Morning, 20 minutes to 10 it is, and should we still call Britain a Christian nation? Let's have this conversation on our programme as well this morning, 03459 570057. Leading public figures have said David Cameron's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing alienation and division in society. It follows an article last week for the Church Times by Mr Cameron, in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics have signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion. So your reaction to all that? Do you object to Britain being held up as a Christian nation? Maybe you're a Christian yourself and think it's about time we stood up for Christian values, or perhaps you have a different religion or none at all and feel it's divisive to maintain the Christian status of the UK. 03459 570057. Andrew Copson is from the British Humanist Association, joins me now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
What might the negative consequences of what Mr Cameron said be?
Well, I think there are two main reasons why what he said was negative. Firstly, as you've said, I think that it wasn't a true description of Britain. We live in a country where most people aren't believing, practicing Christians, and we have a people from a range of different religious and non-religious beliefs. So I think it's an untrue description. What might the negative consequences be? Well, I think that it's problematic in a country where there are people like me, for example, who are not Christian and who have been, you know, British for, you know, many generations, but also for people who are perhaps more newly arrived in this country who are also not Christian. I think it's problematic to try and build a national identity for us on the basis of a religion that we don't share. And so to say that Britain is a Christian country, I think, can be alienating for those of us, the majority of us, who are not Christians. But also what Mr Cameron said after he said that Britain was a Christian country is worrying. He said we wanted to promote that fact, we needed to stand up for it, and that he wanted to increase the role of religious organisations in our public services and in our state and in our society more generally. And that, I think, is where it gets increasingly problematic. Most people don't want to see religion and politics, religion and state services mixed up together in that way.
Well, he's mixed in religion and politics here, hasn't he? And why do you think he's done that? Is he looking towards next year's election?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know about that. I prefer to think that people say what they mean and mean what they say. So I expect that the reason why he said it was because he genuinely meant it, that he's a Christian, which is obviously fine. All people are entitled to their religious beliefs. But that partly as a consequence of that and partly for his own, I suppose, conservative reasons, he thinks that Britain should be a Christian country. I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't think that he's somehow misleading people. I think he probably does think that. All that the people who signed our letter are saying is that they think that he's wrong.
So if he is wrong and we're not going to follow Christian values, whose values do we follow? So people who've lived here all their lives and their sort of previous generations have as well, or people who are new to the country, where's our set of values as a nation that's going to make us British in the future?
I think in practice, we need to build our national identity and any sense of national values on the values that we share. Now, there is a huge amount of common ground between people of different religious and non-religious beliefs. Values like democracy, values like the rule of law, values like a certain measure of tolerance and liberality and rubbing along with your fellow citizens in a shared society. I think that those values are to a very substantial extent shared. And as I say, they're shared by non-religious people, Muslims, Jews, Christians and so on. It's on the basis of those shared values, I think, that we can build an inclusive national identity and not on the basis of just one religion that is unshared.
And how are we going to set those out, make sure everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet, if you like? Who's going to set those down? It won't be politicians, will it? You surely wouldn't want that because they'll change every few years.
No, well, it's an interesting situation that we find ourselves in Britain. Unlike many countries, we don't have a written constitution. In other countries, written constitutions give some shape and voice to national values. I think that in Britain, we're probably just going to have to muddle through, which is something that we, in a sense, is a British value, muddling through. But I think we have to do that on the basis of looking around us and, you know, acknowledging what society really is like and what it looks like. And that is, as I've said, that it's a society that's very diverse but that does have some shared common values. I think it's a mistake actually to write down values and morals in that way, because they develop over time as well, and they're dynamic and they're changing, and they depend on context. So I think that we're just going to have to make the best of what we have. If politicians, I think, are going to say anything about our national values, I think I'd prefer them to talk about the ones that I've talked about, the shared values. that many people share and try and make those the basis of a sort of national story.
OK, thank you very much indeed for your contribution this morning. Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association. And so now you're...